This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Alaskans feel the effects of oil production cutbacks.
First, a former U.S. diplomat, a man who is a guru of American foreign policy, is warning we are now facing our greatest threat to global stability in decades. Former Ambassador Richard Holbrook makes that argument in a Washington Post op-ed piece ominously titled The Guns of August. He compares the danger posed by the current situation in the Middle East to the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis.
It's, in a way, it's more dangerous than the missile crisis. In a way, it's not as dangerous because the missile crisis, 44 long years ago, was the only superpower nuclear confrontation in history, and had it gone the wrong way, you could have had a nuclear war between the Soviet Union and the U.S. But this situation involves not just two superpowers, not just John F. Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev negotiating to prevent that crisis from exploding, but dozens of countries, groups, seething ambitions, and a situation that's spiraling out of control in a region that stretches from Cairo all the way to Bombay.
Well, you write about how President Kennedy, in that earlier crisis, was very mindful of the history of the origins of World War I, which I think is what you're summoning here. And this book by Barbara Tuchman, The Guns of August, she writes about events spinning out of control much faster than the players then wanted them to, but faster than they could control. Is the world really like that now?
I ask you, your listeners of NPR certainly know that each day brings a new bad story from Lebanon or Iraq or Afghanistan. Riots and more demonstrations in Egypt from jihadists who think Mubarak is not supporting Hezbollah enough. Turks talking about invading northern Iraq to deal with the Kurdish terrorists who keep attacking villages in southern Turkey. Anywhere along this great spectrum from Cairo to India, and you could even include Somalia and Africa in that, you have little crises ready to explode. Our dilemma, the crisis, and the reason I think it's a uniquely dangerous moment, is that they're all connected, and one can set off the other in a chain reaction. That's, of course, what happened in 1914, and that's what Barbara Tuchman writes about in her classic book, The Guns of August.
But how is it that these events are connected, Mr. Holbrook? And what are the Bush administration's policy failures, as you see them, in failing to be aware of those connections?
Well, let me take your two questions in turn. First of all, they're connected for obvious reasons. If the Turks invade northern Iraq to deal with Kurdish separatist terrorists, that triggers more crises in Iraq. If Iran continues to support our enemies in Iraq, that triggers a problem there. If Syria gets involved in southern Lebanon, these things are all part of one interconnected, linked crisis that is stretching across a third of the world. Meanwhile, to your second question, for 5 years, the administration was essentially disengaged from negotiating in the Middle East. Every president and every secretary of state, from Nixon and Kissinger in 1973 right through the last day of the Clinton administration, was deeply involved in this effort in the Middle East. But even the secretaries of state and presidents who failed, simply by engaging in the effort, kept the lid on. When the U.S. disengaged from the region, violence begat more violence. And that's the cycle that we've been in for the last 5 years.
In your piece, you argue that the U.S. should be talking to Syria and to Iran, but I saw comments from the right yesterday responding to your piece saying, well, we've talked to Syria and Iran in previous administrations, and it didn't get us anywhere.
That's just historically inaccurate. Every secretary of state, again, from Kissinger right through to Colin Powell, talked to Syria. The Syrians are bad guys, let's not kid ourselves. But you negotiate peace by negotiating with the other side. Ronald Reagan and every other president from Roosevelt on did this with the Soviet Union. Reagan called them an evil empire, negotiated with Gorbachev. The negotiations with Syria are essential to keep Syria out of this war, out of this crisis. I know of no serious student of international affairs who thinks the administration is correct to leave discussions with Syria to a junior diplomat in Damascus. And when administration officials say, and I quote, Syria knows what it has to do, that is the absolute denial of the meaning of diplomacy itself.
Richard Holbrook is a former Assistant Secretary of State and U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. Mr. Ambassador, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance.